This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Courtney Stewart joins me on the program, star reporter over at The Hook online at readthehook.com, and she is the author of a recent update on the Morganton-Harrington case. Courtney, this is, it's 8 months since she disappeared?
Yeah, that's right. Last week, June 17th, was the eight-month anniversary of her disappearance, and then, of course, her remains were found in late January. So it's been a long time since this whole thing started, and obviously we don't have an arrest. We don't have any sort of conclusion to this case.
Yeah, that's what's so amazing is that, you know, we haven't... Now, there could be a person of interest.
There could be, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't... You know, as far as we know, there isn't even a person of interest in the story.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding for the police have, you know, I asked within the last week or so, and they said no, that there was no person of interest. Now, of course, they may know a lot more, and in fact, I am truly hoping that they know a lot more than I do or than the public does, because if they don't, then this case is not going anywhere.
Goodness gracious! Well, remind us again. The details of this case, just for, you know, just sketch out, remind us what we do know thus far.
Sure. So Morganton-Harrington, of course, is the a Virginia Tech student, a 20-year-old Tech student, who came to see Metallica play at John Paul Jones Arena on October 17th, and she had come through Harrisonburg to pick up some friends who went to JMU, and then they traveled together here. And she, at some point, told her friends that she was going to go to the bathroom. And then somehow, in some sort of situation that has never been explained, she ended up locked out of the arena and was not permitted to re-enter because of a no re-entry policy. And so she then was seen a number of times by witnesses outside the arena and was last spotted, according to the police, hitchhiking on the Copley Road Bridge. And she vanished at that point. And then January 26th, her remains were found on an Albemarle County farm out 29 South in North Garden called Anchorage Farm. They have not released a cause of death. Then, of course, also in November, although the news didn't come out until later, the shirt that she had been wearing and that had been widely publicized, this Pantera shirt, which Pantera is another heavy metal band, that was found over on the corner of 15th and Grady in a bush in front of an apartment building. And it was confirmed probably a couple of months ago that, in fact, it was hers.
Gosh, that is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So either the shirt was lost before she ended up at the farm or after?
Right. Well, I mean, that has never been answered, although the guy who found it, a UVA student, said he didn't believe that he could have walked past it. He said it looked like it was sort of laid out on this bush. So he didn't believe he walked that way to class every day, and he did not believe that he could have walked past it several times or for a month. Or, you know, it was like November 11th, I believe, when it was found. He thought there was no way that it could have been there since October 17th, particularly when the description of that shirt was just being widely publicized. It was sort of one of the few details that they were releasing at that time. So that's why when he saw it, he instantly thought, oh God, you know, this could be her shirt. He didn't think it was. He actually really doubted that it was, but just to be on the safe side, he called police.
Goodness gracious. And with all this CSI stuff that people watch on TV, you know, I'm one of them, to just thinking, well, they ought to be able to lift somebody's DNA off of this shirt besides hers.
Well,
somebody
touched it. Obviously, they were able to lift her DNA, there was some evidence that enabled them to say with certainty that it was hers, because they did come out and confirm that, and they said that it had taken many months for the test to come back. What they haven't said is whether any other DNA was found on the shirt. And I think that's the big question, that and whether they were able to collect any evidence, usable evidence, from her remains. And it's not clear. I mean, we know she was mostly decomposed, but it's not clear whether there would have been anything there that they still could have tested.
We're talking with Courtney Stewart from The Hook online at readthehook.com, an update on the Morganton-Harrington case. So you answered one of my questions I was going to ask. Forensic scientists in Richmond have not released the cause of death after reviewing her remains.
No, they have not. And her her parents have been outspoken, and they have talked about her bones being broken, but the extent of the damage to the bones has never been clear. They've never been willing or allowed to say which bones were broken or how many. It's not clear. They believe that she was brutalized, I don't know whether that is the case or whether that's their belief only or how that would have happened.
Yeah. Now, they've made efforts. They speak now and then at this site where she was last seen, at the bridge over there near U-Haul. And what are they saying to reporters here 8 months after she was missing?
Well, yeah, they do. They come to this this memorial that's been on the Copley Road Bridge since she disappeared, and it's grown to include all kinds of stuff. And most recently, this big banner was hung reminding people that there is still a $150,000 reward for information that would lead to an arrest. But this time they were here, and they really focused on their frustration, and they were expressing more anger than they have in the past. And feeling like the Virginia State Police and UVA administrators were not being strong enough in their warnings to people that there was somebody who had murdered their daughter. That they used the word murder. I think officially that's a legal term. It's been ruled a homicide, but somebody killed her daughter, their daughter, and they believe that other women are at risk. They are frustrated that there's no video. They want to see the video from the John Paul Jones Arena, just so they can feel, comfortable that, in fact, she's nowhere to be found on there.
You would have thought by now, 8 months after that the parents would have been allowed to just look at the videos of
I don't know how much they've pushed. I think that they have just wanted to let investigators do their thing, and they've relied on updates, and they haven't wanted to push. But I think now that we're getting further and further away from the time of that the crime was committed, and then they're not feeling like they understand if there's a strong lead or if police are closing in or if this thing is going to just drag on indefinitely. And so I think they are starting to use stronger language, and they are starting to feel like they want, that they want to take some action, at least in terms of things like being able to see the video. They did say that John Paul Jones, their understanding is that the arena does not have as much surveillance as they would have expected in a brand new arena, and that a number of the cameras don't record. They're just sort of live feeds that somebody's watching. So that could explain some of it, why she wouldn't be on anything.
Right, because she may have been on a live feed but not recorded.
Yeah, and I don't know how they came to that, to have that information, because I've certainly asked, and nobody's been willing to just describe the exact surveillance systems in the arena. And, I understand they don't want to tip off. They don't want anybody to know exactly what kind of security systems they have.
Interesting. We're talking with Courtney Stewart of The Hook. Now, the parents also mentioned, according to your article, Joran Vandersloot, the guy who was arrested for killing the Peruvian woman, and it's believed to have also killed Natalie Holloway.
Right.
Yeah, so what's their motivation for mentioning that, I guess, is just never give up.
Well, right. Well, I mean, their motivation for mentioning that, I think, is actually we have to catch this guy because these people don't stop. I mean, that's their feeling, is that if Joran or however you say his name, if he had been arrested, I mean, everybody has believed that he killed Natalie Holloway for years. But if somehow he had been able to be arrested and the charges could have stuck, then this woman in Peru would still be alive. And so they don't want another woman to be killed by the same person who killed Morgan. And they are, I think, feeling increasingly desperate about that.
Now, are the parents behind the billboard down on High Street as well?
They are. They and also the Newsplex donated that. They gave that space. That was a Newsplex billboard, and it usually had pictures of anchors and, just sort of station promotions. But when the Harringtons set out looking for billboard space and learned that there wasn't any available, and the Newsplex heard that, they donated that space, which I think was a nice thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, we don't really know where the investigation is. All we know for sure is, at least what we've been told, is nobody has been arrested, and there is not even one person of interest.
Yeah, I mean, police, the only answers I'm getting are, it's so vague and it's very frustrating. We're making progress. The investigation is ongoing. We can't release anything else, though. I specifically asked, how many DNA tests are you waiting on? Are all the test results in? Even if you can't tell me what the results are, and they won't even tell me that. But I have to assume, the longest, they said 4 to 6 months on DNA tests. So you have to assume that whatever DNA or whatever tests are being conducted, say, on the T-shirt and on even on her body, we're pretty much coming up to the end of the time period that it should have taken. So you have to assume that whatever results they're getting, they have or will soon have.
Yeah, and hopefully we might know something this summer.
Hopefully, but... right. I mean, it would be nice, you know, just something, I think, just to sort of assure people that they are making progress and they're not still at ground zero where they were, the, you know, in the first weeks of this.
Yeah. So when before we let you go, when should we hear back about a cause of death?
I think they have a cause of death. I mean, my impression is that they have one. They're just choosing not to release it.
Oh,
and so,
I see.
And I don't know that for certain. They've just said we're not ready to talk about that. But I would believe that they... I genuinely believe they have more information than they're releasing, and they have to. And I think probably cause of death may be one of those things, but I don't know when they will choose to let that be known.
Yeah. Well, as usual, our heart goes out to her family and friends. She'd be turning 21, I guess, in just about a month.
Yeah, in July, late July, her birthday, and her family talked about their first beach trip this summer, and this is the first time that they'll go on vacation without her. And then her birthday, of course, and just all these firsts that nobody should have to live through.
Yeah, absolutely. Courtney Stewart, you can read her work online at readthehook.com. Courtney, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Coy.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.